Hi, I'm Kate Carty of the broadcast radio program here at Conestoga College, and I'd like to share a little bit about myself with you. When people first meet me, they assume I'm around 30 years old. My sense of style is young, and I love to learn and experience new things. I have an obvious zest for living, usually only found in the young. But the truth is that I'll soon be 52 years old, and what's even more amazing is that I've lived a very hard life. A life that should have added 20 years to my appearance, not obscured them. When people want to know how I stay so young, I tell them one of the most serious truths of my life. Music really does charm the savage breast. In my life, from my earliest recollections, music has always been my salvation. For as long as I can remember, music has had the ability to take me away from the hardest situations and worst experiences, as well as make the happiest, calmest times infinitely, indescribably better. When I tell someone that I couldn't live without music, they simply don't understand the depth of my statement. They think I mean it in the way that someone would say they couldn't live without their favorite pair of shoes. Literally, I can't imagine my life, my world, without music in it. It's that deeply entwined in who I am. From birth, I was exposed to music from all sides. Country and Western, bluegrass, traditional hymns, classical and gospel music, big band and musicals, as well as blues, soul, folk, and the early sounds of rock and roll. I grew up in the 1960s and had a front row seat to how music was changing and evolving. My greatest treasure was my portable transistor radio, a Christmas gift when I was 10. It put me front row and center as the music shifted in the late 60s to Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and many others, culminating in massive festivals like the Woodstock phenomenon. I was a young adult in the 70s, enjoying the music of that time, now known as classic rock, adding disco, psychedelic rock, R&B, and musical styles that would eventually grow into hip-hop and rap to my eclectic musical library. These genres were all part of who I became as a person. In 7th grade, I started lessons on the cello at school, then switched to violin, but by the time I headed off to Eastwood Collegiate for 9th grade, I had permanently taken up the bass violin, the only girl at the time to do so. I longed to play a lot of instruments and was so determined, in fact, that at age 13, I taught myself to play the guitar, while my father was teaching himself to play the banjo. At 35 years old, I applied to college after a 20-year absence from school to earn a teaching degree with a music major and history minor. I took piano and voice lessons while there, but I ended up deferring the completion of my degree when my fourth and final child came along near the end of my second year at college. Music, however, continued to be the glue that's held my life together. Now, 16 years later, I am learning a new way to use my beloved music to not only make me and my family happy, but hopefully others as well. I'm Kate Carty of Conestoga College's broadcast radio program. Thanks for tuning in to CJIQ 88.3 FM and letting me share a little bit about myself with you.